Society's Burn. Right side of the page, about 12 lines down. Right. Lahavdil bein hatameyu bein hatohar. This is the end of this week's Parsha Shemini. To distinguish between that which is tameh and that which is tohar. Uvein hachayu haneefelet, and between the animal which is eaten and the animal which cannot be eaten. Lahavdil kefel hadavorim b'nila shana. Why does the Torah have to state this in different ways? It could just say tohar and tameh. Why does it have to then add the animal which is eaten and the animal which is not eaten? Appears to be redundant. The drasha has chazal yedua, and the chachamim have a drasha on this, which Rashi brings down.
Is the pasuk talking about korbanos particularly?
No, talking about the foods that we're allowed to eat, the animals that we're allowed to eat, in a parsha shemini. All the different kinds of things that are kosher and not kosher.
So
tameh here referring to like a chazer, you know, or
okay.
A camel. Yeah, behemoth tameh, right. The lohabin zeh al derech ha'avodeh, shemur alonu Torah kadosha, v'chol zman be'ida. And to try and understand from here a way in which to serve Hashem, because the Torah always teaches us a way to serve Hashem in the present. He next sees another pasuk he's going to bring down before he gets into it. And you shall count for yourselves from the day after Shabbos, which really means the day after Yom Tov in this context, from the day that you bring the Omer, etc. To me, most the end of 7 complete weeks. Gam b'zeh ha-pasuk yesh lohavim k'feila tasamonim. Also, this pasuk seems to give us many different times for when we're supposed to start. One would have been enough. Oh, I am one would have been enough. For example, it says Mimacharas HaShabbos, from the day after Shabbos, means the after the other. Then it says from the day you bring the Omer, from the Yom HaBiyachim. It's the same day. Why do we have to have different designations for that? Gam b'yihi ratzon shelachar hasfira. Also, there's the Yehi Ratzon following Sfirat HaOmer, Yesh Kefa Lashon. We say, V'taharenu miklipotenu umitumotenu. Hashem, to purify us from our klipos and from our tumah. Why two things again?
Kefa means double.
Kefa means double. A different kind of tumah, you mean, that you're saying, yeah. I guess maybe he wants to know what is the difference between the two. Hine yodua, it is known, misforim kadoshim, from our holy sworn, inyan golus mitzrayim, the idea of the golus in Egypt, shebechinas hadibur hoya begolus. Our sworn say that our speech was in golus in Mitzrayim. Bechinas ne'elanti dumia, that I have become mute, silent. With this forum kadoshim, and our holy sworn, medamin inyan golus mitzrayim, our swarm compare the nature of Golus Mitzrayim, libechinas ibur bebeten imo, to a fetus within its mother's womb. Shenistam hapasuach bechinas petosim, where the opening is closed, meaning the mouth is closed, the baby there is not able to speak, he's contained within a chamber. Volod mevur besvorim kadoshim, Shebechinas Golus Mitzrayim. It also explains about that Golus in Egypt. Hoya, Habirur libechinas Hanitotzin, Shenachlu me'odem harishon v'kuf lamishon. That there needed to be a birur, which means a selection, like a sequence, for the spark which fell from Odem Harishon in 130 years from which he was during which he was separated from father. Forms say that after the fate of Adam and Chava, that they separated from each other for 130 years. And during that time, there was some Zerah Levatala that Adam built. And that made a certain Tagad in the world, that it wasn't until the time of Mitzrayim that the sequence for those Mitzotos was achieved. The Hine, 130 years.
So a lot of that until he died? Or?
No.
been crazy.
It's a long time, Dave.
There's a whole Indian here.
Right, I'm just kind of amazed, right? Yeah, there's a lot of things. It was a difficult time.
Right. You would think that. What was the reason for separating?
I think they just received shoes so that they felt they were worthy of being with each other.
Would they be one of them to tune in to the room?
I don't know. That was it. Just I don't know. Vahine, Indian Galus Hadibur. So what does this mean, Galus Hadibur? That our speech was in exile. Hu kasher ein lo adam his overruth halev me hadiburim sheyotzim miti. This is this state of being. If a person is not inspired in his heart by the words that come from his mouth, that means that our words are in galus. We're speaking, they're words, you can identify them, but they're not having an impact on our lathe. That means our deeper is in galus.
How does
that work?
Don't
we
swear
in place? He doesn't get into it here. But the idea is the slavery. Because slavery and labor is a sequence for Zerul of Akala. So that duration of 210 years of Avdus was to keep them stepped down by his son.
What's the connection? Is he connecting with the big four?
Although he didn't really say so much about that. Yeah, but those are the three things he brings down. The baby in his mother's womb, the Galus Hadibur, and the sequence of those. But Nate tied them together.
It's also groups that are not born. Or it's like a baby that's not born also. It's just sleeping. It's not acting.
Yes, in that sense. I mean, the baby is much more developed than
the
Zera,
right.
But there is that general similarity there. Okay. Af shemevin ma shemotzi mipi. Even though a person understands the words that they're saying, Ashve yoshve ve'secha, we know what we're saying. But im kozeh libo sasum v'atum, if our heart is closed to those words, ve'eno mitpoel, is not excited and inspired, klal mehadiburim shebitzila, at all, from the words that we're saying in our davening. That's a form of galus hadibur. Our words are in exile, they've lost their koach. Ve'od yesh b'chinas gerua mizeh. There's also another aspect which is worse than this. Shachas v'shalom, e'efshar lo l'kasher gam ha'machshava l'adibur. That a person is not able to connect their mind to their speech. L'havi ma'asha mo'tzi mipiv, and doesn't grasp even what he's saying. So the first thing he says, you know what you're saying, you can understand the words, that sounds like a really neat idea, you know, it's not making any emotional impression. But the second part, you can't even relate, you know, to the words that are coming out of your mouth. Most specifically, although he's going to explain that they're very much related. You know, the words that we speak out there in the world have an impact on the words that we speak in davening, and vice versa.
But there's value regardless of saying anything, right?
Absolutely. We have to say it.
Their brain doesn't connect to the voice, their heart doesn't connect to it. Not connected, not saying it at all.
Would be the worst. Right. And we have the fee of the daven, you know, regardless. Because then nimshach mitzad ha'pagam, the shtei ha'brisot. Now, as Pel Yoetz mentioned a lot, there's a pagam, there's a defect in two brisos that we have. Bris haloshon, there's a bris of the tongue that refers to our mouth and what we say. Who bris hamor refers to a bris of the flesh. That's our bris milah, circumcision. And there's two brisas. Shemi pagam bechinas bris hamor. In the pagam bris hamor, which refers to a person who had sexual pagam, that's lav davka that they were involved in a relationship that was prohibited, but it means one who is not in control of their desires and their general temptations to the world. That's a pagam there. Mizu she'enu makadesh atzma b'mutshula, or he doesn't sanctify a permitted relationship. So a husband and wife is a permitted relationship, and we're allowed to have that relationship. But one has to sanctify that as well. You can't just let it go wild. V'nimshach achar hataiva kilu shehi beheter, and a person follows their own desires, even though it's a permitted relationship, meaning that their physical relationship with their spouse is really about their own self-indulgence, as opposed to being involved with a relationship with another human being. Am I self-centered in that relationship, or am I other person-centered? That's the philic we're talking about. The relationship is with her. It's allowed to be together, encouraged to be together, but what's it about when we are? Nimshach mizeh bechinas tintum halev. So he says, from this, from a permitted relationship which we don't sanctify, from that we get tintum halev. Our heart gets closed up from that, insensitive. She'ein mispoel midiburei Torah utfila, and we're not inspired by our words of davening or Torah. Even though we understand the words that we're saying. So I think that this is a very profound insight. A person who doesn't practice sensitivity toward another human being in an intimate relationship loses sensitivity in their own heart. It's not just that at that moment you weren't sensitive, but at that moment your heart got harder.
It's not the other way around.
Right. That acting that way makes the heart close up. That's right. Each time we do that, it increases this tintum halev. Well, of course, first you have the basic halacha of sanctity,
samish parah. I'm saying,
beyond that, you have the idea of really thinking about the other person, and trying to be there for that person and to satisfy their needs. Gentle with them and loving to them. So it's a giving relationship. And then when both people are in that mode, there's a real shleimus. Now sometimes problems come because neither of them are in that mode, or only one of the two is in that mode. We're trying to really focus on the other.
So that alone is sufficient.
Yeah, very much so. So that's the pagam in bris hamor. It's a sexual pagam, and he's not even getting into the area of, a sexual avera, which he does in other ma'amorim, a prohibited thing. But even in a permitted area, we can lose our sensitivity toward another person. Well, mi pagam bris haloshon, then, in the other bris, which is the bris of the mouth, of the tongue, what does that mean? She'ein ma'atzor l'rucho. A person doesn't hold back his wind, you might say, his hot air. Miladaber devorim betalin, from speaking nonsense and words that are futile, idle chatter. Shehem bechinas havolim deshikra, it's the breath of sheker. Bechinas hevel uru'us ruach, it's a bad spirited type of speech. Taviru derufa, a broken spirit. So if one does not watch their mouth and what they say, goreim lo'odam, Shenifrad hadibur bisila mehamashrada. That causes that in davening our speech becomes detached from our mind. Why? Because we're already doing that anyway. So that's kind of your question before, Dave, and your point, that if a person doesn't watch their dibur in general, talking to people or in business or just having a conversation with somebody, and we allow ourselves to speak idle chatter, words that are not really connected to our mind, then that leaves an impression on us. And when we're placed in the situation, davening, where we really want our words to be connected to our mind, we won't be able to. Because we're influenced by our words that we've spoken outside of the shul. Machmas pagam brit halashon. Because of this pagam we've created in our own language, bechinas hevel uruth ruach teviru derucha. Like a spirit, a bad spirit, a broken spirit, meaning the ruach of speech. So Rabbi Twisky, the Zichrono Livracha, used to say this concept in this way. He'd say people complain that they cannot have kavanah in davening. He said, I don't understand. He says, how can a person expect that to speak nonsense all day long, and then to go into shul, and all of a sudden your words are going to be profound and meaningful? How can you expect that? It's two, you know, you think it's two different things? It's all the same thing. And that's this idea. V'kol zehu b'chinas golus mitzrayim. So this is what golus mitzrayim is. These two kinds of brisos and pagamim in that brief. Shahaya bibachinas Arum or the area. We are described there as being Arum, which means naked, unclothed, and area, which is like arayos, sexual problem. Arum more al pagan bris halashon, shahu arum milavush hadibwa. Arum, naked, unclothed, it refers to speech which is unclothed. That's to say, it's not dressed by being connected to one's mind. The area, more al pagam bris hamor, area is like the sound, arayos, sexual plot. The chinas, area to'ir kashtafa. I'm sorry, I don't know what that posuk means. Something about one's bow in Habakkuk. The zehu bechinas galus mitzrayim, shene amar belo shamu el moshe mikotzer ruach. This is, I think, a very fascinating statement. So that's why in Mitzrayim it says that they didn't listen to Moshe because of two things. A, kotzer ruach, shortness of spirit. B, avodah kasha, hard labor. And that's these two things, he says. Kotzer ruach, shortness of spirit, mora al-bechinas teviru derufa, she'en be'afsharus l'kasher ha-machshava l'hadibah. That's the idea of not connecting one's thought to one's speech. A person's speech is short, disconnected. V'avodah kasha hi kesha'en shum hi's overus halev. Hard work, labor, that refers to you're not getting any enjoyment or inspiration. Mehadibur. Azai hadibur kasha. Then speech is hard. She'en lo chelek uchuka b'hadibur, because you have no enjoyment or inspiration, Rachmana Litzman. Kamasa kaved hu kiyadua. It's like a heavy load. It's like a burden. So a person, you know, when you're excited about what you're doing, it feels great. When we're not into what we're doing, it feels like a very heavy load and a burden. And that's the concept of avodah kasha in his mind. It was such a heavy burden, there was no meaning, there was no purpose in the avoda. The avoda, feel like avoda. Very good. The kotzer ruach?
Yeah. Right. Short.
Right. He wants to say that that's to the mind. Yeah, that's to the mind. That the kotzer ruach is that a person's speech is shortened. I guess a good way to say it, it's not extended or stretched out to their mind. It's just there in their mouth and disconnected from their mind. Kotzer ruach. Right. Although sometimes that's a problem too.
Did he connect to
Bris Halashon,
or is he making one to
Bris Halashon
or one to the...
The first is to Bris Halashon, the second is to Bris Hamor. Right. Vodakasha is to Bris Hamor.
So, Jainal Peshik should have Dibur.
Right. That his Dibur is not creating any kind of yearning or inspiration in his heart.
So that's the Bris Halashon.
That's Bris Hamor. Bris Halashon is if one's Dibur is not connected to their Machshava. And Bris HaMa'or is if one's Dibur does not inspire one's heart.
Okay, so he's not saying that Bris HaMa'or is like sexuality, it's also Dibur.
Yeah, he's saying that the consequence of not having Kedusha in one's sexuality, even permitted,
right,
that the consequence of that is that a person's words won't awaken their heart. That's what follows from it. But if we have a real sensitivity and holiness in our relationship, then our heart remains soft and sensitive, and we can be impressed by the words that we say.
The one is the wrist to the machshava, and the other one is the ma'or to the heart.
To the heart. Okay, that's right. That's right.
So again, if we were doing kind of the hierarchy,
right,
we start with three points, right? One was the heart and what was the mind. That would be the point.
Yeah. The first point was a person knows what they're saying, but it's not making an impression on their heart.
Right.
That's one. You're even
so
disconnected from what you're saying.
Right, to the mind.
Right.
That's all part of it.
Well, not quite.
Right.
It is. You're right. They're both related to Dibur. But he's saying that one of them, when the Dibur does not inspire the heart, that's a result of the pagam of the Bris HaMa'or. Right. Because
it's sexuality.
Right. Because it's an insensitive heart. A clogged up heart. And the other one is a consequence of Devorim Batali. Right. A person just speaking idle chatter all day long. Their words aren't connected to their brain. So therefore, that disconnect carries forward in the davening as well. So each one is a consequence of a pagam, either in the Bris HaLashon or Bris HaMa'or.
And then out of those two kinds,
so kotzer ruach is the idea that your speech doesn't reach your mind.
Okay.
The remnants to that. And avodah kasha is that it's so hard and difficult that there's no pleasure, there's no enjoyment, there's no inspiration. That's the speech not affecting your heart.
And that would be connected.
Yes, that's right. And Mitzrayim carries, he's saying, Golas Mitzrayim had both problems there.
So is there any way to connect the idea of the concept of the sensitivity?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Make the
equations, right?
Is there some...
Yeah. Yes, I think what he's saying is, if you just read that line one more time, that Hadibur Kasha, speech is Kasha, it's hard, it's not connected, it's not inspiring. Shaim lo chesha gutshuka ba'adibur, some of them are, kamasa kavedu kiyadu, then it's like a heavy burden. So, it sounds to me that he doesn't really elaborate on the connectedness between avodah kasha and the pagam hamor. He doesn't elaborate on it. But he does put them in the same column. I'm not hearing an elaboration on it.
Right.
It's more just a description of how they were in the shrine. And that was part of it. Sure?
But weren't there issues involved in
and because of the defuse of the limit. I mean,
right.
You're freeing to positive.
Yeah, meaning what was the meaning of perspective on it? Like, maybe that wasn't just that the men were, let's say, preoccupied with the idea that their children slaughtered, that was their only objection.
They were completely completely deflated.
Yeah,
completely
and
deflated.
That was like another chore.
You come home completely, and it required the wife to really awaken their desire. But that's a good point. It's like just completely
so like
uninspired by
it. Like, even though it was permitted, it was, really the only
because that really is how it's brought down, that we were really completely, completely without energy. Mom is sad. Mom is sad, right? Yeah, but it wasn't about, a ball game.
But
that's what I'm saying.
They looked in the mirror,
and then they awakened their husband's paycheck. That's their zapus that they had.
I mean, we always frame it as
well, that was Amram. Amram had made that decision not to, be with Yocheved. And then Miriam said to him that you're worse than Paro. And he was macabre with what she said. I don't know that other people did that. I don't know. I don't know if that was representative. That's what Shimon was saying. When they came home because they were so exhausted from slavery.
Right.
That they couldn't do.
I have a feeling Moshe was coming from the Tzaddik. So whatever Moshe was saying, he meant it.
Right.
And it was coming from a very deep place for Moshe. Nonetheless, he couldn't get through. So there's got to be some softening.
Some layers in the recipient.
Right. They were, their legs were just,
out of reach.
So one thought I have based on that is the kotzer ruach, the idea of maybe like short of the breath, meaning you couldn't get to the heart. Not accessible. So it may have on the part of Moshe Rabbein, Yotze Mio Homer, but the heart was inaccessible, the kotzer ruach, if it gets caught in your throat, it can't get to your heart.
It makes sense in terms of our own self. All I can think of is heart.
His part was hard.
His heart, it's like by definition, because he was treating others with that sensitivity.
Right, in the
said
extreme.
Before, that it's not that somebody has a twisted heart and then they go out and they act in the world as such the other way around. It's that if they act in the world that way, their heart gets...
It's a very interesting thought, yeah.
So it's not
it's
even
almost
that
a consequence of his
own. Yeah, it's not, definition, of course, that's what happens.
Like Stalin said, he said, kill one person is a tragedy, kill a million people.
Now, the Rambam asked this question, as many of the Rishonim asked that worship, so how could Hashem take away Karlis Mephira? Was that Mephira? And the answer that the Rambam relates is similar to this. That he said, if Paro took away his own Mephira, that a person can ultimately make choices that are so bad and so corrupt and so immoral that ultimately they lose their freedom of choice. Paro got to the point where his choices were so degraded that he lost his Dahira, and his heart became one. It's, I think, similar to that idea, that his treatment of other people led to his heart.
So Mark Melvin says something like, if he hadn't his heart, he wouldn't have had anything here.
Right.
Because how could he possibly just do the
right? That, this is what gave him the
right, right, right.
So that restored his
right, behavior. Exactly.
Right. You make that thing.
Yeah, or
right, right.
Has he spent the last 30 years creating someone who just don't
play?
I think his heart is probably sufficiently hard.
We don't expect a news conference any time soon. The rabbis teach that when you say the bracha, shalom asani goy, you should be mistaka within yourself, whether any of our limbs, any of our thoughts, any of our emotions are the emotions of a goy. Things that we've taken into our body, because that's the time to rededicate
ourselves. That is.
Talking a lot about shleimus, and that there's no whether it's home, life, whatever it is, everything is all, you know, it's a holistic group of self. And it's a real Christian idea of, you know, we render unto Caesar what Caesar, like a secular realm of life, and there's a, you know, a spiritual realm of life, and there's kind of two things in the group. And we have, you know, in that separation of church and state, there's this compartmentalization of different things are appropriate in different aspects of life, but that's just the opposite of it. And we living, you know, in a Christian world, society, and you know, who tend to, you know, think in compartmental terms, this is all saying just the opposite.
It's all one, man. It's all one I voted.
When Clinton was president, one of the things that was often said about him at the beginning of his presidency was he had this mental capacity of compartmentalization. We can sort of look back on the aftermath of his presidency and wonder if there's more of that. You know, they were also reflected in that quality of compartmentalization. It seems to me that immorality sort of stems from fundamentally from compartmentalization.
It's like a Ruach Shtus idea, but at that moment you're not sane.
Right.
And that there's compartment where you don't act LPSA.
And the sense, I also think of compartment, and like nobody's going to see. It's like I'm not connected to the idea that I'm stuck here like that.
I
remember when But it would seem like Osama bin Laden, when he would always have his picture taken in time right after 9/11. He would always have his picture taken in front of the Svora, you know. I said, he looks, you know, it's like he's going for the, being the Rosh Hashiva of the Klippos, you know. This, you know, he looked like a rabbi, I mean, same rabbi, you know, with a beard and head covering in front of the Svora. Just you can be fine with complete madness.
Yeah. Interesting what you mentioned, because it was just an argument of time. He's a philosopher, was a philosopher. He is considered like the philosopher of Islamic subjects. And one major issue that he has in the West, exactly what he said, is that the West separates.
A little violent about the way
well,
they try to achieve it, though.
Right.
Their method is at least the less to be desired. Let's see if there's a, we can take a couple more lines. Let's take a few more lines. Vehine kde lasake nesbatina sadibur, to fix one's speech. B'shteha ofanim, in two ways. Shehu b'tinas yitziya migolus Mitzrayim, is really the idea of going out of Mitzrayim. Being at Mitzrayim with Golus Hadibur, so the tikkun of Dibur is yitzias Mitzrayim. And he says it happens al zeba matzah, mitzvah achilas matzah, usiras ha'omer. That matzah, eating matzah and Pesach and counting the Omer is a tikkun for Dibur. Shemi b'chinas matzah nimshach ha-tikkun li-b'chinas ha-dibur. Through matzah, we are misakein our Dibur. Sheyihiya b'hizkashrut ha-machshava. Because the koach of matzah reconnects Dibur to the mind. Va'zeh d'orshu chazal, the Chachamim say, lechem oni. What does that mean? Sha'onin alav devorim harbe, that you speak a lot over the matzah. You say the Haggadah over the matzah. So it's affecting your dibur. Shazehu kasher hadibur hu b'hizkashrut ha-machshava. When dibur is spoken and it's connected to the mind, sha'az nikra b'shem dibur. That's when it's called dibur. That's real speech. B'hu al yidei lev nishbar. That can only happen if one has a broken heart, meaning feelings of regret about the past and wanting to change. Sha'al zeh gam ken mori inyan matzah. The matzah also talks about that. Ma darko shal oni biprusa. Because the matzah has to be broken. Lechem oni, an oni has a piece. He doesn't have a whole loaf. He has a shtickle. Kamo shakasuv ein omdin lihispala el mitoch kovid rosh. Shehu b'chinas hachna. That's the same idea as davening out of a sense of seriousness, meaning humility, tachna'a. I just going to skip that for a minute. Ubechinas tiras ha'omer, whereas omer comes, well, v'sake nes bechinas pagam ha'yisod. That's a tikkun for the other pagam, sexual one. Shemizen nimshach bechinas timtum ha'lev, that we know, that's where timtum ha'lev comes from, that kind of insensitivity. Ukimavur b'sforim kadoshim. The sforim say Omer, the word Omer is Gematria Shin Yud, 310. Kaminyan Keri, which is also the number, amount of Keri, 310. What does that mean? Vahu ayidei sheyitahir es atzmo b'chol inyone heter. Sheyihiya b'chinas b'chol ma'asecha l'shem shemai. And that's the idea of sanctifying oneself in the areas that are permitted, and using the permitted things, l'shem shemayim. Now he doesn't really go into the omer and how it does that. He doesn't really go into that.
Omer,
I go into that
idea.
Yeah. And he wants to say that sirat the omer is a tikkun for carry.
Carry has to go outside the
camp.
The camp.
Yeah.
For 7 days.
No, he just has to work for one day.
Yeah.
Azaz is coming. Azaz is coming. Valkyrie is one day. those are the victims that they've had.
And at this point, are we at all addressing the initial question?
No. Okay. Like only halfway, so we're not going to get there.
There's nothing that they possibly quoted that says about the times that fear is mentioned when the first thing that comes from that dollar.
No, I mean, he does, but we're not going to get there.
But I mean, this part where he brings up fear is not going to tie back.
We didn't get there yet, right.
We've got two pages.
I got it, that's it. Eshakoa.